What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy JW, and thank you for checking out the station. Today I want to talk about what's happening, around the world, especially what's going on with Libya. This situation, I have to get this off my chest, and this is a main reason why I feel like we need to discuss it today. People have these publications on social media. And which is very, 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 very important for us to share since the media is not sharing it. This is something that needs to be shed, that needs to be shedded light on, and it's sickening. It's sickening to see it and not being spoken about. Us, we need to stand together. We need to talk about it. We need to share it. I don't care what your publication is. I don't care what it has to do with. I don't care if it has to do with entertainment. I don't care if it has to do with politics. I don't care if it has to do with fashion. It doesn't matter. You people need to, we all, let me rephrase that. All of us need to stand together on this situation, especially if we have any sort of platform. I don't care if you have 100,000 followers or you have 10 people following you. You need to share this on your page. You need to talk about it. Have discussions about the situation because at the end of the day, one person might not know what's going on in Libya. And you know what? You just shared information on that. So it gets me disgusted when I see people online and social media who have these platforms and they have thousands of people following them. I don't care how your Instagram looks. And you shouldn't either. This is bigger than what's going on your Instagram and how it looks. Share the information with the people, no matter what is going on. We have people here that are in the industry that do not share information that needs to be shared. Okay? We share, there are a lot of people out here that share bullshit stories, that share bullshit, post and music. Like you like what drives me crazy is you will promote a song that sounds like shit. The artist has no sort of like talent, but you won't share something that's happening in Libya. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it, and it's fucking pissing me off. It's pissing me off how we're using our platforms. We're pushing the culture forward, and you guys are just feeding the people that are following with bullshit. Let's start covering what's really going on. Let's start showing the people quality post. This is something to talk about. This right here, what's happening in Libya, this is what's happening. This is quality. I don't want to hear about your man's mixtape. That shit is probably trash anyway. I don't want to see some company trying to sell clothing. Your clothing looks shitty anyway. Again, this doesn't go to everybody, but people that post and have platforms, again, I don't care if it's 10 people or 20,000 people. You should want to share this as a human being. You should want to share it. Period. Let's look out for one and one one. Let's look out for each other. I'm tongue twisted because this shit got me pissed off, to be very honest with you. And it might sound one way through this podcast, but this is how I want the message to be sent. I want it to be sent live and direct so when people listen to this, they could understand my emotion and feeling. And this is why we have Kicking It with JW, because I'm going to start giving you more views and more point of views from my side. Yes, we're going to still interview people, but let me tell you something. My opinion here on this situation needs to be heard, period. So again, thank you for listening. I will be back with another topic. Talk to you later. What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your boy JW. So again, that was this is the second part to the where I left you off. I know I said that we're going to talk about another topic, but I just feel that it's very important to make sure that I cross this message to you guys and to the people who are listening, that this situation that's happened in Libya is very, very, very important. Okay, you might look at it and say, you know what, it's not done to me. I'm not African. I'm not from Africa. I'm not, that has nothing to do. I'm here in the United States of America. And that's a beautiful thing that if you are listening and you're in a country where you are free and you're not put in this situation, God bless you. And just know how fortunate you are to be in the position that you're in, because these people are not very fortunate. And this is where us as human beings need to stand together. Like, this shit is really ridiculous on what's happening in Libya. You know, go ahead, you know, go on your social media, go on Instagram, hashtag, use the hashtag, use slavery 2017, use Libya. You know, check out the photos, see what's going on. This situation is really disgusting. It's really, really disgusting. And you guys are part of the situation. You guys go, everyone who has a social media outlet is responsible to address it, to shed light onto the situation. Period. Period. You got to do your part. I don't want to, like, the whole, oh, I'm not into politics. Listen, this has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with politics. You know, don't stand in the gray area, because that gray area is it's just automatically wrong. Period. Period. You know, it's bigger than the way, I just hate when things like this happen and people turn the cheek. Don't turn the cheek. The same way you're out here trying to hustle and you're trying to make money and you're using these platforms to sell your stories and you're here, you know, you're using these platforms to, you know, sell your merchandise or sell whatever message that you're trying to cross over to the people. Don't take advantage of the people when a situation like this happens. Give them exactly what needs to be given, and that's information and real information. Again, you don't have to be in a certain, you know, you don't have to be in a certain genre just to address this situation. It's not right. You need to address it. Okay? Again, this got me furious this morning, and whoever's listening, I don't apologize for it. You know, I'm not apologizing for it. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And that's what it is. That's what this whole podcast is about here and kicking it with JW. And again, like I said, from here on, you will be getting more opinions, opinionated stuff from myself and others that I do have on here. I want them to share knowledge from their profession or their ideas or their feelings so we can get the real. Here on Kicking It with JW is where I want my listeners to get the real. No matter how fucked up it might sound, or it's not politically correct, or it doesn't, you know what, people don't know how to use certain words. It doesn't matter. Here on Kicking It with JW, that's exactly what you're doing. You're kicking it. If, you know, we're going to be having some drinks, we're going to have some cigars. Best believe if you're listening, you'll be involved. You're going to be in the middle of it, and you're going to hear every. Everything that's happening. Nothing here is going to be scripted. Period. Period. Nothing here is going to be scripted. If you're listening and you want to be part of this and you say, hey, listen, you know, you need to ask me this question or you need to ask me that question, you do me a favor. Don't even kick it with me. Period. So I went sidetracked a little bit. You know, I got sidetracked a little bit, but back to Libya. Guys, listen, push the envelope. You know, stand by what's going on. You know, it's just a post. Post it, share it, talk about it. Just don't turn the other cheek. Just don't do that. All right, so that's the second part of the segment. Thank you. It's your boy JW, and we'll be back. What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy JW, and thank you for listening. Right now, we're on the third segment of today's show. We just finished this. We finished discussing Libya. So if you haven't checked it out and this is where you're at, this part of the segment, click on the last two segments, and you'll be caught up to what's happening. I think that what I'm going to start doing is start requesting different questions. If you guys have questions, please message me, let me know what's going on, or call into the station and let me know what you guys are thinking so I can give you guys some information. And if I can't answer it, I'll make sure that I get the correct person or the correct professional to answer that question. No questions will be unnoticed, so there's no stupid questions. Just ask and we'll talk about it here on Kicking It with JW. I've been listening to a few, let's talk about hip hop. I love hip hop. I love music. I love the music industry. That's something that I've been doing for quite some time. And one thing that I say is New York City, when it comes to music, is looking very great, all the way from, from producers to singers to hip hop artists, rappers, and they I like the energy. I like even the people who are behind the scenes. Behind the scenes people are very, very important for industries in different genres. And when I say industries, again, it's not only music. We're talking about people who are creating the content for your favorite artists or your favorite fashion designers or athletes or anything else that you want to, talk about. These people are great when it comes, great ideas. Again, I love using the saying, people, see the beautiful building, but they, and they, whatever name's attached to that building, they always say, "Oh my God, I love, whatever building it is," but they never say who is the architect, who the person that drew, who drew out the building, who drew this, because that's the person who really created that building. And that was probably their, those were their touches. When people create these buildings, they don't say, oh, they don't tell them exactly how they want the building. And if they do, hey, I might be wrong. That's not even in, I shouldn't even talk about that. But I know for a fact the people that definitely do the drawing of the building, those are the people I'm talking about. So here in New York, it is blue skies, man. Blue skies. I love it. It's cold. It's cold right now here in New York. And I just wanna touch on a topic with music. Music sounding great. And yeah, music sounding great. Guys, if you guys have Instagram, you guys can follow me on IMJW16. Again, that's at IMJW16. Follow me, guys. Send me a message if you guys are sending me from here, and I will be sending you guys one right back. If you guys, again, guys, call into the station, let me know what you guys are thinking so we can further discuss it. And yes, man, I just wanted to talk about the situation with Libya. That's why I came on here. But the next time I'm logging on, I'll make sure that I have three to about five questions that I will be answering from people, other than myself that'll be thinking of these questions. I'm going to put it on Twitter, which is IMJW16 as well. So if you guys have Twitter, make sure you follow and make sure you ask your questions. I will be looking on social media to find different questions that I can answer, and I'll make sure that I'm more frequent on here talking and discussing and just giving you insight on what's happening with across all genres, in music or politics. Again, I want real situations, real people, real news here on Kicking It with JW. So guys, thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Peace out. Thank you.